WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With Israel's final approval of the deal with Hamas for a ceasefire in Gaza and hostage release, the Israeli military has 24 hours to pull back its forces to an agreed-upon line. President Trump commented on his plan moving forward.
And the amazing thing is all of the countries over there, from Qatar to Saudi Arabia to UAE to all of them, I mean, the rich ones, the less than rich ones, they've all come together, something which is amazing, actually.
Eager for the bloodshed, displacement, and destruction to stop, many Palestinians in Gaza are relieved, as we hear from correspondent Deborah Patton.
The feeling is indescribable, said Noor al-Shakhnoubi. Thank God the war has ended, and we are alive. Insha Ahmed had already started imagining her future once again. I'm so happy the war is over, she said. I hope I can return to my normal life, my school, and my home.
The government shutdown here is running right into what's expected to be a busy time for air travel. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says that may mean delays.
The FAA expects nearly 52,000 scheduled flights Friday as millions of Americans will look to enjoy the first long holiday weekend this fall. But it comes with some uncertainty for travelers, because that spike in flyers comes as the FAA is grappling with an increase in sick calls since the government shutdown.
President Trump's effort to deploy National Guard troops in Chicago has hit a two-week delay.
A federal judge rules there is no credible evidence of an organized rebellion in Illinois and for 2 weeks blocks deployment of National Guard troops. Attorney General Kwame Roll.
This is an important decision not just for the state of Illinois, but for the entire country.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the administration is not giving up.
We're purchasing more buildings in Chicago to operate out of.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A federal prosecutor handpicked by President Trump has secured a grand jury indictment in Virginia against New York Attorney General Letitia James for mortgage fraud. CBS's Erica Brown has more.
Last year, Letitia James secured a civil judgment of hundreds of millions of dollars against then-former President Trump and his business for fraudulently inflating real estate assets, but an appeals court later tossed out the judgment.
The fraud verdict itself against Trump's company remains, however. Loyola University in Chicago says Sister Jean Dolores Schmidt, beloved chaplain of the men's basketball team, has died at the age of 106. Loyola President Mark Reed praises her as a source of wisdom and grace for over 60 years. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Ultra. So now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Ultra helps Mike fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs so he can wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Country music singer Zach Bryan is responding to backlash over a song criticizing immigration enforcement. Correspondent Meg Oliver.
Last Friday, Bryan released a snippet of an upcoming song called Bad News, which he had previously teased back in July.
My middle finger's rising and I won't stop showing, got some bad news. The fading of a red, white, and blue.
Sparking an angry response from the right and the Trump administration. On Tuesday, the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees ICE, released a video on social media showing federal law enforcement personnel confronting protesters and arresting people, set to another one of Bryan's songs.
Federal regulators have opened another investigation into what Tesla calls full self-driving technology. This after dozens of incidents in which the cars ran red lights or drove on the wrong side of the road, crashing and endangering drivers. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, increasing clouds and lows in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, some clouds and showers in the morning, then maybe a little sun in the afternoon. A touch breezy with highs in the mid-60s. And highs stay in the mid-60s for the weekend, but mostly sunny. It's 46 right now.
Born something for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of your guns and what's in. Explode into space. And let the true nature shine. We were born, born to be wild. We can climb so high.
Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. Now as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Forget the day, a day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation, and it's time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They hope up uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's time to move. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Now.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. saw our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at racinecountyeye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Don't you know that she's mine? So fine. Radio refreshed. WRJN.
If I could hear the horns blow, Cynthia on the throne.
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. I know. Turn it straight. He's been working and slaving his life.
being pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
ZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The ceasefire in Gaza is due to go into effect early on Saturday in Gaza, 24 hours after the deal was approved by the Israeli government. Once that starts, the hostages should be released within 72 hours, as BBC's Hugo Bachega reports.
The exiled leader of Hamas, Khalil al-Hayya, said he had received guarantees from the United States and mediators that the war was over. This is obviously only the first part of that deal, that the plan that was put forward by President Trump last week. We know that many obstacles remain in the negotiations for a deal to see the end of the war in Gaza. But again, some optimism there from some Hamas officials saying that the war is over.
With phase one of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza going into effect, the part the U.S. will have is coming into focus. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has more on that from the White House.
Here's what we're learning this evening about the role that the U.S. military is going to play in stabilizing Gaza now. About 200 U.S. service members are going to work out of a new coordination center in Israel, and they'll be there to monitor the ceasefire, make sure it's being implemented properly, and to help facilitate the flow of humanitarian aid into Gaza.
President Trump's deployment of National Guard troops into the Chicago area has been paused for 14 days by a federal judge there. CBS's